Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what is the Red de Casas created by the Spanish Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Cooperation? This week, we're going to tell you about some Jewish-related activities you can participate in this summer. Most of them are taking place in or near Madrid, but there's one exciting online course you can take from anywhere in the world. Every year since 1988, the Complutense University has offered a wide selection of summer courses to students and the general public. These courses take place in El Escorial, a town about 54 kilometers or 34 miles north of Madrid. This year, Centro Sefarad Israel is organizing two of these courses, Diasporas e Interculturalidad en el Siglo XXI, Diasporas and Interculturality in the 21st Century, and Israel Startup Nation, Un modelo de innovación tecnológica y científica, a model of technological and scientific innovation. We spoke with Sonia Sanchez Diaz, the director of the courses. After listening to our interview with her, we'll tell you about other activities you might be interested in. Thank you very much for speaking with us, Sonia. You are in charge of two courses that are going to be given this summer at the summer program of the Complutense University in Madrid. I'd like to speak first about the one that is called Diasporas and Interculturality in the 21st Century. This was organized by the Red de Casas, the network of cultural centers of the Spanish Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Cooperation. Could you first tell us about that network and what cultural centers are participating in the course?
Yes, thank you. As you said, the network of Casas belongs to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Spain, and the common thread of all the institutions is to serve as public diplomacy institutions, each one of them dedicated to the region of the world in which they organize their activities. And the oldest of these institutions is Casa America, which was created in 1992, and then in the coming years, Casa Asia came about in 1996. Then the next one was Casa Arabe, later on in 2005. Casa Sefarad and the youngest one, which is Casa del Mediterráneo, that is in the city of Alicante. And also Casa Africa, sorry, I forgot. Casa Africa is located in the Canary Islands. So all these institutions serve as public diplomacy institutions working for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and the main objective is to create a cooperation and friendship ties between Spanish society and the civil society of those countries or regions of the world in which the houses, the casas, work.
Do they mostly have cultural activities or political activities or diplomatic activities? What do they mostly do?
They do all sorts of things. Culture, obviously, is a very important part of the activities of the houses. Of the casas, but also at economic level, trying to foster economic and business development between Spanish companies and other companies abroad. Also in the fields of education and research is very important, the level of cooperation. But we could say that culture is a very strong component of this cooperative network. And in the case of the summer course that we mentioned, this is the second edition of a summer course participated by all the casas, all the institutions. And this is a mandate that we received from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs that wanted all the casas to cooperate and to organize activities together. In this way, the Spanish people will receive a more comprehensive approach towards the international relations in the 21st century that are not so much protagonized by the government, but by the civil society. So the civil society is gaining more and more responsibility for the foreign relations of the states. So this is a way of working in this area.
So when you talk about diasporas in this context, what are you referring to? Mostly immigrants in Spain or Europe, contemporary diasporas or historical diasporas, because the Jewish one began 2,000 years ago, as you know. Diasporas for different reasons, for example, economic migration or refugees from war. Could you tell us a little bit what you mean here by diaspora?
Yes, I think a little bit of everything that you mentioned. When we speak about diasporas, diasporas is one of the oldest experiences of human existence. No? Since we have memory, diasporas have always existed and have always marked a strong cultural exchange along human history. And we thought that approaching the diasporas in a summer course will give us the opportunity to bring to the present this old phenomenon of the human experience, and also to pay attention to one of the most contemporary issues that affect our societies in the 21st century, such as the mixing of different cultures, of different ways of thinking, of different religions, different traditions that affect the way we live nowadays in our Western societies. And this interesting sociological phenomenon is affecting our life and is creating some problems related to coexistence, but also opportunities that come from the coexistence and the richness that being exposed to other traditions, other cultures can bring us to our own lives. So in this course there is a mix of old and new phenomenon and some patterns that keep on repeating on time. For example, the intervention of our guest Adolfo Reutemann, who is the curator of the Museum of Israel, he is going to speak about the Jewish diaspora in the times of the exile to Babylon. And he told me that it's very interesting to see how the pattern of the Jewish diaspora of the 6th century before the Common Era has been repeating itself during all the years in the Jewish diaspora. So you can find some commonalities in that old diaspora that is still present in the Jewish diaspora. So it's interesting to see how sometimes things change and sometimes things keep on repeating, because there is something common in all human beings that don't change in spite of history or in spite of the experience. So it's interesting.
I'm interested in what you said about interculturality and people from different cultures living together and influencing each other. This can be a very enriching experience, but to what extent can it also mean that people lose their identity and that everybody ends up kind of in this big
melting pot,
yeah.
of cultures? Yes, this is a very, very interesting question, but I don't think that mixing identities is a way of losing your identity. I think identity is more affected by modernity rather than by this mixing of different cultures. I think that modernity is what has affected the human identity in recent times, particularly the revolution in the mass media and the communication system that is putting in contact people from different places in the world, the speed and the television and this kind of phenomenon, I think, has affected in a much deeper way our own identity, rather than being exposed to different identities. And there is something common in modernity that has transformed and that has affected identities, no matter if you are Jewish or if you are Arab or Muslim or Christian or Asian or whatever. But all of them have been affected in very similar ways, but due to modernity, not maybe due to the coexistence of different cultures and different traditions.
You mentioned one of the speakers. Can you briefly tell us about some of the others and other topics that will be covered? Because mm-hmm. I'd like to get to the second course that you're going to be teaching.
Yes. As you say, this is a course organized by the Network of Casas. So we have given space to the different casas, so each of them has organized different things for every day. It's a five-day course. So, for example, Casa Arabe will bring to the course some musicians and writers that come from the Arab world that will tell us about their own experience or exiles from their homelands, and also as from the point of view of their profession as writers or musicians or artists. Casa Africa, for instance, their proposal would be to show us a film, which is more like a documentary film, in which we will be able to see the dramas and the stories of the African diaspora in the West. And we will have the opportunity to meet with some cultural mediators that have a lot of experience in dealing with immigrants and the migrants communities in Spain, and the kind of challenges and the kind of difficulties and also opportunities that this diaspora, the African diaspora, is experiencing in Spain and in Europe in general. And Casa America, for instance, will deal with the issue of women and the role of women in migration from Latin American countries, because women is the majority of Latin American immigrants. And this is a very particular characteristic or feature of the American migration. And as I said, every house will bring different issues from different perspectives of their own migrant population. So it's going to be a very interesting and very enriching course, I think, and will give the students the opportunity to be exposed to very different perspectives and to some problem which is very contemporary in our societies.
I'd like you to tell us a little bit about the other course that you're working on, which is called Israel Startup Nation, A Model of Technological and Scientific Innovation. That's a mouthful. Can you tell us first what the aim of this course is?
Yes, this year in 2016 is the 30th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between Spain and Israel. So we wanted to organize a course that will deal with Israel, but from the future perspective or from the future of relations between the two countries, Spain and Israel, and which is going to be marked, I think, by cooperation in research and development. And obviously this issue of Israel Startup Nation and how Israel managed to become one of the leading nations in the world in innovation, in research and development, how Israel did this remarkable miracle, is a very interesting issue to be taught to the Spanish public, because Spanish people generally know things about Israel by the television or by the newspapers, and many of the news that very often are shown are related to the conflict or to some terrorism or some of the issues that are going on in the Middle East nowadays. But the issue that Israel is a leading nation in technology, in development, and is an economy based on knowledge is not so well known in Spain. So our aim was to teach this, to teach to the Spanish people the other aspect of Israel that is less known in Spain.
Can you tell us some of the people who are going to be presenting and what some of the topics are?
Yes, we have, for example, Professor Alfred Tobias, who is an economist from the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, which will present the topic and will offer an overview of how Israel developed from a socialist or a state-intervened economy to this more open and liberal economic system based on knowledge and on research and development. We will also have members of the Spain-Israel Chamber of Commerce, such as the president, Gil Gidron, or some of the other members of the Board of Governors of the Chamber, and they will teach the opportunities that collaboration with Israel offers to Spanish companies and to Spanish universities and research centers. We will also have some people from Israel, Ilan Leiferman, for instance, who is a consultant, and he works trying to put in contact Spanish companies and Israeli companies in the sectors of high-tech and communication and all the sectors in which Israel is very strong. Or, for example, we will also have Shirley Kuttner, who, apart from being the wife of the present ambassador of Israel in Spain, she is also a professor from the Hebrew University and an entrepreneur in biotechnology issues, and she will bring some of her expertise and experience that she gained during her professional life and will tell us about the opportunities that biotechnology offers, particularly for cooperation between Spain and Israel. And I think basically those are the main topics that we will deal with in the during this course.
Who is this course meant for? Because it seems very specific.
This course is meant for everyone, every person interested in knowing more about Israel, but also for young entrepreneurs maybe that want to know best how Israel does innovation and the transfer of technology from university to industry, and that want to learn more specific things of the Israeli way. You know, the way is in business are done in Israel in the sector of high tech. But also, as I said, for everybody interested in this topic, teachers, journalists, students of economy or administration. I mean, the students' profile in the summer courses is very wide, and you can have, as I said, young professionals, students, or even retired people that are interested and have the time to spend in a course such as this.
There are so many participants who are from Israel. Will the course be taught in Spanish or in English?
In Spanish. Unfortunately, we still don't have a very strong English culture in our summer courses, so we will organize it in Spanish.
Is there anything else you would like to add about either of the courses?
No, just tell everybody that all your audience are invited to come to the courses, to join in the summer courses. And it's really a very lively and very cultural and interesting spirit, the one that is developed during the summer courses in El Escorial. It's one of the most traditional courses in summer in Spain, so it's going to be very interesting. I invite all your audience to join the courses and to have this experience.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you to you.
Aside from these courses, there's a Jewish presence in other activities that are happening in Madrid this summer. Madrid's annual book fair is taking place in the Retiro Park from May 27th through June 12th. Centro Sefarad Israel and the Network of Jewish Quarters will be present in stand number 2, which will be shared by two Jewish publishers, Editorial Certeza from May 27th to June 4th and Libros de Sefarad from June 5th to 12th. There's still time to visit Vínculos, a group exhibit of the work of 12 contemporary Jewish painters and sculptors, members of the Asociación Judía de Artistas Plásticos de España. It'll be at the Centro Sefarad Israel through June 6th. The Reconquistarte Art and Craft Fair is in the Paseo de Recoletos every day from May 24 through June 29th from 11 to 3 and 5 to 9 p.m. Claudia Tichman, a Jewish artist and jewelry designer, is in Stand 7. Ask to see her Jewish-themed work, which is not always on display. One of the good things about this next activity is that you can take part in it from anywhere in the world. The YIVO Institute for Jewish Research is offering a free online course called Discovering Ashkenaz, Jewish Life in Eastern Europe. It'll be available through August. For more information about all these activities, you can go to the links on this page. And if you know of any other interesting Jewish-themed activities that'll take place in Spain this summer and may be of interest to our English-speaking audience, please send us an email and we'll include them on this page. That's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is English Corner at RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.